Act three of It's a Wonderful Life, starring Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore. Numb with despair, convinced, as Mr. Potter said, that he's worth more dead than alive, George Bailey stands on a bridge, staring at the dark and frigid waters below. Suddenly, there's a splash. No, that's not George. It's Clarence, the apprentice angel. And there goes George in after him. It's a few minutes later now, and in the bridgekeeper shack, George and Clarence are drying off.
You both sure you're all right? You want a doctor?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, I'm fine. This underwear, I didn't have time to get anything more stylish. My wife gave me this on my last birthday. I passed away in it.
You what, mister?
I see Tom Sawyer's drying out, too.
Who?
My book. I left in such a hurry, I brought Tom Sawyer with me.
Hey, how'd you happen to fall in?
Oh, I jumped in. I jumped in to save you.
Jumped in to save me?
Well, I did, didn't I? You didn't go through with it, did you?
Go through with what?
Suicide.
Hey, it's against the law to commit suicide around here.
Yeah, it's against the law where I come from, too.
Where do you come from?
Heaven.
Oh, that's very funny.
Your lips bleeding.
Yeah, I got a bust in the jaw in answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, George, I'm the answer to your prayer.
Hey, how'd you know my name?
Oh, I know all about you.
Well, who are you supposed to be, anyway?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
Clarence Oddbody. What's the AS2 for?
Angel, second class.
Hey, I'm getting out of here. You may not need a doctor, but I do.
Here you are, my good man.
Hey, look here. Why'd you want to save me?
Because I'm your guardian angel, George.
Oh, I see. Well, you look like about the kind of an angel I'd get. What happened to your wings?
Well, I haven't won my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel, second class.
Oh, I see.
But you can help me earn them, George, by letting me help you.
Oh, don't happen to have 8,000 bucks on you, do you?
Oh, no. We don't use money in heaven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Oh, I see. Comes in pretty handy down here, bub.
Oh, cut.
Of course, I found it out a little late. You know, I'm worth more dead than alive.
You mustn't talk like that. Joseph will never give me my wings if you keep feeling that way. You just don't realize what you've done for your folks. Why, if it hadn't been for you...
Yes, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be better off. My wife and my kids and my friends.
Oh, this is not going to be easy.
I'd all be better off if I hadn't been born.
What did you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
George, that's wonderful.
It's wonderful, what?
The idea you just gave me. Well, you got your wish. You've never been born.
I've never been born?
Exactly. No worries, no $8,000 to get, nothing. You simply don't exist.
All right.
George, I can do things, strange things. I can show you the world, George, the way it would be if you hadn't been born.
Hey, wait a minute. This ear of mine. Hey, say something else in that bad ear.
You don't have a bad ear anymore. Oh, I don't think you're concentrating. Oh. Don't you see? You're not the George Bailey you think you are. You're, well, you're nobody.
Oh, that's the doggonest thing I ever saw, that ear.
Your lips stop bleeding, too.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's happening around here? What is this, anyway? I need a drink, that's what I need. What about you, Angel? You want a drink?
Well, I don't quite know.
Come on, we'll go as soon as our clothes are dry.
Clothes are dry, George.
Hey, so they are. That's funny. Well, look, let's get dressed and we'll stroll over to Martini's and then... I'll stroll. You fly.
Yes. Oh, no, I don't have my wings.
You don't
wings.
Have your wings yet. That's no. Right. I forgot that. I can't. A couple of drinks and we'll both fly.
What'll you have, fellas?
Hey, where's the boss? Where's Martini?
Look, wise guy, I'm the boss, see?
Okay, well, double scotch, quick, will you?
What's yours?
You know what? I just love some mulled wine.
Huh?
Heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, my lad, and lively now.
Now, cut it out.
Oh, no, come on here. Just give him the same as I ordered. He's okay.
Two double scotch.
What about this place? It's all changed.
All of Bedford Falls has changed. You're having your wish, George. You've never been born. Oh, there'll be lots of things you've never seen before. Oh, good. Somebody just made it.
Made what?
Every time a bell rings, it means some angel's got his wings.
What'd you say?
Clarence, I don't think you better talk about angels around here.
Don't they believe in angels?
Oh, yeah, they believe in them, but, you know, it's just a little
thing.
Well,
then why should people be surprised when they see one?
Don't mind him, bartender. He's just a little fella. He just never grew up, man. How old are you anyway, Clarence?
Well, next May, I'll be 293.
That does it. A couple of pixies, huh? Go on, get you. Hear me, get.
Where's Martini? Will you
stop asking about Martini? Ain't here any... Hey, yo. Rummy, didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here?
George, look.
Hey, it's Mr. Gower. Mr. Gower. Listen, Mr. Gower, don't you know me? This is George Bailey.
You buy me a drink, mister? Just one drink, will you, mister?
Pinky!
Yeah, Nick.
Throw the rummy out.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, bartender, that's Mr. Gower, the druggist.
That rum hat spent 20 years in jail for poisoning some kid. If you knew him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Pinky, here's two more. Get him out of here.
Get up, George. Good thing he threw us in the snowbank, huh?
Where's Mr. Gower?
Mr. Gower doesn't know you, George. You see, you weren't there to stop him from putting poison into that prescription.
Hey, what do you mean I wasn't there? Look, tell me, what are you? Are you a hypnotist?
George.
Look, well, why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Don't you understand? It's because you were not born.
Well, if I wasn't born, then who am I?
Nobody. You have no identity.
Well, what do you mean I have no identity?
No papers, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
Zuzu's bell.
What?
Zuzu's bell. I bought my little girl a bell to hang on the Christmas tree, and I forgot to give it to her. I've got it in my... It's gone. Gone too. Everything's gone.
But you've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like if you'd never been born.
You're crazy. You're crazy as a bedbug, and you're driving me crazy, too. Now look, I'm going home to my wife and family. Do you understand that? And I'm going home alone.
They did not leave him alone, Clarence. Keep following him.
Joseph, oh, I'll stay near him, sir. Poor George. He's seeing Main Street now the way it'd be if he hadn't lived. The thing that's really shocked him, sir, is the building and loan office. Know what's there now? Pawn shop.
What's he doing? Can you see?
He's talking to Ernie Bishop, the taxi driver. He wants to go home.
Better tag along, Clarence.
Oh, I will, sir. I will.
Come on, step on it, will you, Ernie? Get me home. I'm off my nut.
Where do you live, buddy?
Oh, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff on me. 323 Sycamore.
323 Sycamore?
Yeah, hurry. I'll put his Zuzu's sick.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, look, Ernie, I don't know what's happened. I'm going crazy or something. I got some bad liquor. Now, look, tell me this now. You're Ernie Bishop, right? And you live with your wife and kid down...
You seen my wife?
What do you mean? I've seen your wife. I've been in your house 100 times. What do you... We built it for you, didn't we?
Bud, my wife took the kid and ran away 5 years ago, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Okay, Ernie. Okay. Just step on it. Get me home. Mary! Mary, where are you? Janie, Petey, Zuzu. Zuzu, where are you?
This is just an old abandoned house, George. You have no wife. No children.
Where are they? What have you done with them?
Hey, I'll bait the Timsy, I told you.
All right, up with your hands.
Oh, Bert. Bert the cop. Thank heaven you're here.
Now, look. Why don't you be a good fella and I'll take you to a doctor?
Bert, now, Bert, listen to me. What's the matter with you guys? Now, listen. It's that fellow there. He says he's an angel. He tried to hypnotize me.
I hate to use my nightstick, but I guess I... Ow!
Run, George, run. He can't hit you while I'm...
Ow!
..biting him. George, run. My teeth aren't what they used to be. Joseph, help! Joseph! Joseph!
Where'd they go, Ernie? Where'd they go?
I don't know. They just disappeared.
Clarence.
Oh, Joseph, I hope you don't mind my calling on you like I did.
It was very irregular, Clarence.
You're by yourself again. Where's George?
He's at his mother's house, sir.
Well, if George hasn't been born, he has no mother.
Oh, he's being very stubborn, sir. He'll just have to find these things out for himself.
But his mother, that's a terribly bitter blow to a man, his old mother not knowing him.
You mean I shouldn't have let him...
I mean you better find him right away. Oh, and stop fighting policemen, Clarence.
I'm here again, George.
My mother, my own mother didn't know me. If only Harry were here. My brother were only back from Washington.
Your brother fell through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
Well, that's a lie. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. Don't you see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence?
Yes?
Where's Mary? Please, where's my wife?
I'm not supposed to tell.
Tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she? I'll choke it out of you if I have to. Where's my wife?
The library. She works there. She's just about to lock up for the night. So George! George! Come back! Oh, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Mary. Mary.
I'm sorry, the library's closed.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me?
No, I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please, don't do this to me, Mary. Please, help me. Help me. Where are our kids, Mary? I need you, Mary.
Get
please.
Away from me. Help! Help!
Help me. Help me, Mary. I'm George. Mary!
Clarence.
Oh, where is he, Joseph? Where's George? I'm afraid I've lost him, sir.
You knew you shouldn't have let him try to see Mary. Now they're after him, a mob. They think he was trying to hurt her.
Joseph, I won't even get one wing, will I?
You have one more chance, Clarence. Get over to the bridge by the river. I think George has seen just about enough.
But the mob...
Oh, don't worry. They've lost him, too. Now hurry up.
Oh, thank you, Joseph. Thank you.
Clarence. Clarence! Clarence, where are you?
I'm here, George.
Help me, Clarence. Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Only get me back to my wife and kids, please. I want to live again.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you, boy.
I want to live again, please. Oh, God, please let me live again.
George? Is that you down there, George?
Now get out of here, Bert. Get out of here. You come in any closer, I'll let you have it.
What the hell are you yelling for, George?
Come on.
George. George, Bert. Bert, do you know me?
No, yeah. I've been looking all over town for you. Where you been?
Hey, Bert. I'm alive again, Bert.
You sure you're all right? Hey, your mouth's bleeding.
It is. Hey, my mouth's bleeding. Bert, look at the blood come out of there, would you? And where's Zuzu's Christmas bell, Bert? I had it right in my pocket. Here it is! Hey, it's in my pocket. What do you know about it? Hey, Merry Christmas, Bert!
Well, Merry Christmas. Get in the car. I'll drive you home.
You will, Bert? We'll do that. I turn the siren wide open, huh? Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Hey, Merry Christmas, old building alone. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Yippee! Come on. Hey, Bert, come on in with me, huh? What are these people, these reporters? Hey, Merry Christmas, reporters. Hey, Mr. Bank Examiner, Merry
Mr.
Christmas.
Mr. Bailey, there's a deficit.
I know, $8,000, I'll bet, huh?
George, I've got a little paper here. I'm sorry.
I bet it's a warrant for my arrest. Isn't that wonderful? Merry Christmas. Hey, where's Mary, you know? Look at this wonderful old drafty house. Shouldn't it wonder? Have you seen my wife? Where's Mary?
Mary! Daddy,
Kid! Hey, Kid Janie! Petey! Hey, I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
She went looking for you, Daddy, with Uncle Billy.
Oh,
Daddy!
Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel, huh?
Fine, Daddy. Not a snitch of temper.
Not a snitch of temper. Hallelujah!
George, darling.
It's Mommy. Mommy's home.
Mary.
George, where have you been?
Mary,
George.
Now look, just let me touch you. Oh, you're real, Mary. Oh, you've no idea what happened to me.
You've no idea what's happened either. They're on their way here.
Who's on their way? Oh, the police department? I don't. The FBI? The National Guard? I'm alive again, Mary. Oh, listen, Mary, I'm alive again.
Oh, yes, darling, yes. Now close your eyes and come on downstairs.
What is there? Can't open my eyes yet, Mary? What's going on here?
Now, keep your eyes closed. Now, I'll just walk you over here by the Christmas tree and...
Well, the people. I hear lots of people. What is it? Lots of people.
Just 1 minute now. We're all ready, Uncle Billy. Come in, everybody.
George, look. Just look.
Uncle Billy.
Money, George. A laundry basket filled with money. Money for you. Mary did it, George. Mary.
I don't understand. What money? What...
People heard you in trouble, darling. These people, your friends, they've collected this money for you, the $8,000.
Charlie. Hey, there's Martini. Mr. Gower. Hey, how are you, Mr. Gower? Mrs. Thompson, Ed, Tom, everybody.
None of us would have a roof over our heads if it wasn't for you, George.
Oh, Garth, this is wonderful. Hey, Mary, look who's coming in, Mother. Hi, Mother. Hey, and Harry.
Got Mary's telegram, George.
I flew in as fast as
I could. Hey, everybody, a toast. How about a toast?
Oh, good idea, Ernie. A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Good old acquaintance be.
Daddy, my Christmas bell. Who needs the bell?
Forget. Here, honey. Here's your bell.
Daddy.
Darling, what's this on the table here? This is for...
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Lord, there's something written in it.
Dear George, remember no man is a failure who has friends. Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
Clarence?
Yeah, he's a very dear friend of mine.
Daddy, Mrs. Welsh says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right, Zuzu. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Attaboy, Clarence. Happy landing.
It's a wonderful life so long as we can have such fine performances as we enjoyed tonight. From Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore. Jimmy, I'd like to thank whatever guardian angel whisked you back from Texas for our show this evening.
Well, that guardian angel was an airline's wing, Bill.
You were in Texas for the premiere of this picture, weren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, Frank Capra and I went down for 5 openings as many nights. Pretty good
all
down there
in Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, every one of them. The 5 premieres over Texas. You know, it's a pretty big state. Takes that many.
Jimmy, I'm sure your fans were proud to read that you received an honorary degree from Princeton just the other week.
Yes, how about that, Jimmy? Do we call you professor now?
No. It's just an M.A.
Master of Arts?
Well, it might have been. I don't know. It might be for murdering architecture. That's what I studied at Princeton.
Well, you know, Donna has an honorary degree to her credit, too. LLC.
What's that, Bill?
LLC? Well, you can see for yourself. A lovely Lux complexion.
Well, thank you, Bill. Or rather, thank Lux toilet soap. It's a wonderful complexion care. I use it faithfully.
With wonderful results, I see.
What's happening next Monday night on Lux, Bill?
Next week, we have another of the season's most successful films. It's 20th Century Fox's thrilling screen hit, Lever to Heaven, with lovely Jean Tierney. And a star who appears in answer to literally hundreds of requests. Cornell Wilde. Based on the best-selling novel of the same name, Lever to Heaven is the strange, dramatic story of a woman whose twisted mind and fiendish jealousy drive her to any lengths to hold the man she loves.
Now that ought to make great listening, Bill.
I wouldn't miss it for anything. Good night.
Good night, and thanks a million. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Jean Tierney and Cornell Wilde in Lever to Heaven. This is William Keeley saying goodnight to you from Hollywood.
Here's a sure way to save on your meat and grocery bills. Turn in used thatch. Kitchen fats to your butcher and receive a generous price for every pound. The worldwide supply of fats is still desperately short, and every drop you save helps in the making of soap, refrigerators, and other needed items. So save and turn in your used kitchen fats. Donna Reed appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Beginning or the End, starring Brian Donlevy and Robert Walker. James Stewart will soon be seen in the Robert Riskin production for RKO, Magic Town. Victor Moore will soon be seen in Roy Del Ruth's production, It Happened on Fifth Avenue. Our music was directed by Louis Silvers. This program is broadcast to our men and women overseas through cooperation with the Armed Forces Radio Service. And this is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to tune in again next Monday night to hear Leave Her to Heaven with Gene Tierney and Cornell Wilde.